Look, there has been a lot of talk over the last couple of years in particular about increasing the voice, the Indigenous voice and representation in Parliament. And in fact, you may recall the government undertook around 18 months or thereabouts of consultation with primarily Indigenous people to get their thoughts on it, and then sort of went the other way on a lot of the findings. So let's find out what those findings were and his thoughts on this. He's a PhD candidate in Constitutional Law and Indigenous Rights from the University of New South Wales, and his name is Harry Hobbs. Good morning, Harry. I guess that long, extensive period, what, 1.5 years, what were some of the findings and thoughts that came out of that firstly?
Yeah, thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me. You're right, 18 months of consultation, but it really goes back 10 years of consultation where the government has been thinking about recognising Indigenous peoples in the Constitution in some form. The last period of 18 months of consultation was primarily to Indigenous peoples, as you said, and really they came up with three aspirations that they wanted, what recognition means to them, and that was voice, treaty and truth. And so voice would be a representative body in the federal parliament. Treaty would be a process of agreement making between governments and Aboriginal peoples around the country. Truth would then be a process of truth telling about Australia's colonial past. So these are the three central aspirations from the 18 months of consultation.
So I guess focusing particularly on the voice in Parliament and the representation, why do you feel that there should be a greater Indigenous voice in Parliament?
Yeah, it's a really good question. So the reason why the government rejected it was because they said that, you know, we're all equal, we all have one person, one vote, and so there's no need to add a, you know, additional or extra representation for Indigenous peoples. But in that process of consultation, you really see that Indigenous peoples talk about how powerless they feel in their own country here. And so their idea for a body or a national representative body would be an advisory body, and so it would allow them to basically have a greater say of legislation that affects them. So in that sense, it's really just a democratic body. So it doesn't give them an extra vote or any extra sort of standing. It just means that, you know, as a 3% minority in the country, they can actually have some say of legislation that affects them. Because at the moment, they don't really have any say, unfortunately.
So would this be sort of more of a, I'm not going to say a lobby group, but sort of someone that would be a lobby group?
Yeah, so it's similar in some respects. It's not a lobby group because it's not necessarily, you know, sectoral interests like that, but it represents the First Nations country. But essentially, that would be, its role would be an advisory body that is constitutionally enshrined and would basically report to the Parliament on any legislation that directly affects Indigenous peoples.
How do you think the majority of other Australians feel? Do you think there is appetite to move in this direction, or do you think the country as a whole is more on the lines of, well, everybody does get one vote, we have our say at the ballot box, feel free to, you know, make some thoughts and representations, but at the end of the day, we're almost, people may feel that it's moving to a quota-type system, which I think most people are generally against?
Yeah, so it's really hard to say. Obviously, the government's not going to let this go to a referendum, so we're not really going to be able to tell what people think. But there's been two polls that have been released in the last couple of weeks since the government announced that they were going to reject the proposal, and they both show that, generally speaking, Australians support such a body or don't disagree with it, don't disagree with the proposition. And so that's the poll that came out in the last couple of days by Essential, and then also a poll that was conducted by Griffith University in collaboration with UNSW here. And they both show that Australians generally are supportive of the idea of allowing Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people a greater say of legislation that affects them. Essentially, that's all it is. It's not a legislation that doesn't affect them or anything like that. It's just and it's not a veto. It's just an advisory opinion, basically, on legislation that affects them.
What about the idea of a treaty, Harry? We know that something like this has gone down in New Zealand with the Maori people that are there. What significance would something like that have in Australia, do you feel?
So treaties is something that every other Commonwealth state, I think, has entered into with the Indigenous people. So New Zealand, Canada, the United States in particular. In Canada, they're still negotiating treaties today, so modern-day treaties. So they don't need to just be things that were sort of agreed to at first contact, but they can be things that are negotiated today. And they really have a couple of benefits. You know, for number one, I guess, that they recognise Indigenous people as a polity and as a political community. And so in that sense, that there is some acknowledgement of their status as First Nations country. But also they allow through a process of negotiation and sort of political agreement in that sense, rather than, you know, court cases and all the expenses that entails, it allows some sort of substantive rights and recognises some substantive rights for Indigenous peoples. And that can relate to land or can relate to governance or, you know, anything like that, I guess. So in that sense, it's really just to legitimise the governance of Australia.
Harry, it is interesting to hear that they're not exactly a unique thing. I mean, you mentioned, you rattle off a few places around the world where these processes are unfolding. So that is a very interesting prospect in itself, that maybe globally there is an appetite for these types of situations to unfold.
Yeah, and even in Victoria and South Australia, they're currently negotiating treaties right now. And so the Indigenous nations in Victoria and South Australia are talking amongst themselves and consulting about a representative body or a framework of negotiations. And so the two state governments there have provided money and allowing us, letting this go forward. And the aim is to start conducting negotiations the next year.
Well, it is something I'm sure we talked about for times to come, Harry, and we'll watch it with some interest. Thank you for providing a little bit of insight into that this morning.
No trouble. Happy to help.
There he is, Harry Hobbs. He is a PhD candidate in constitutional law and Indigenous rights. What do you think? A treaty? Is that the way to go? Maybe a greater Indigenous voice to Parliament? Who knows? It's an interesting one, isn't it? 27 past 11.